Well, it was billed as Northern Ireland's biggest motoring event. The Belfast Motor Show took place at the King's Hall at the weekend. It was advertised as an action-packed weekend with all aspects of motoring under one roof and a full programme, including exhibitions, motoring experts, demonstrations, celebrity guest appearances, hands-on fun, entertainment stunts and more. Well, if you were there, that number again to get in touch this morning, 08459 555 678, because it would seem many of the motoring fans who did attend the event were left feeling a little flat. Travel writer Tim Hedgley was at the show. Good morning.
Morning, Lisa.
Well, how was it for you? Did it get out of first gear?
Car crash. Absolutely disastrous. There were so many people complaining. I walked in with a photographer, and on my way in, people were despondent. Kids were crying. Fathers sort of...
Kids weren't crying, Tim, surely.
Absolutely. It was an utter disappointment for hundreds, thousands of people that attended there. You know, everybody's impression of a motor show, and I'm sure, I can't speak for the people of Northern Ireland, but I'm sure anybody that thinks of a motor show imagines glitz, glamour, dealerships, stands, sports cars, supercars.
But do you think maybe expectations were a little bit high? This isn't, you know, Chelsea and West London. This is Belfast on a Saturday in July.
Yeah, but I've been to a motor show before in Belfast. We've had the dealerships there. We've had the car companies sponsoring the show. There's been vehicles to look at. There was not one dealership from Northern Ireland in, you know, at the show, apart from two Maseratis from Charleshurst, but there wasn't anybody to talk to about them. There were no staff. There were a couple of Skodas sitting in the car park covered in dust. And I felt so, so sorry for that poor man, Peter Boltwood from the Noble Supercar Company. He brought £500,000 worth of cars, which was two cars, and was stuck in the middle of a shed. And he had four lights shining on his car. I actually went to speak to Peter and had a long chat with him. First of all, I thanked him for coming to Northern Ireland because as a Northern Irish citizen, it's great to see people coming from long distances in to provide some form of entertainment for the people here. And it was written over his face. He, you know, I can't say what he felt, but he was obviously delighted. He said that the response of the Northern Irish people have been fantastic. But you could see on his face, this wasn't a motor show. And I think there's one other group, in fact, 50 Cal Decal and PMG Detailing. They were providing polishes. And as a result of what they saw whenever they went to the show, they decided to put on demonstrations. They hadn't planned to do this. But Pete Gilchrist from PMG, I have to take my hat off to him. He actually wrote on the Motor Show website that he was so upset and he felt that the impression of his company would suffer because of the absolute detritus that was up there at the show.
Well, let's bring in motoring fan, as he describes himself, and former Lib Dem MP Lembit Opic. You were there at the weekend, Lembit. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I can hardly recognise that Tim and I were at the same show, to be honest.
Now, you were there in your role as Director of Communications and Public Affairs for the Motorcycle Action Group. Is that right?
That's exactly right. In other words, as part of my job to promote motorcycling and riders' rights, we'd been invited to be involved, and we were sharing a stand with Emerald Racing, which is obviously a Northern Ireland-based group, but we're trying to get back into road racing. So I was there for a professional reason. I wasn't there just to enjoy the day. But I have to say, I have a very different perception to the one that you just heard from Tim.
Well, what was yours, Len? But tell us what is different to what Tim told us.
Three very simple points. First of all, this is the first time that this show has been run for 5 or 6 years. There's bound to be some teething troubles, and I would say day two was better than day one, but both days were good. And from the perspective of the stand that Motorcycle Action Group and Emerald had, we had a tremendous response. Now, I'd love to think that our stand was in some way magic or was infinitely better than other people's, but it just didn't seem to me people were unhappy. Secondly, I didn't see anybody crying. Now, maybe Tim was unlucky, or maybe there's a whole bunch of people who held back their tears till they left the show. But I saw people who were genuinely pretty engaged. And the third one is, there was actually quite a lot to do. I myself was involved in a reconstruction of a road traffic accident, and that must have had 400 or 500 people watching it. And it was done superbly. The fire services were there, the police were involved, the ambulance were there, and right down to the dramatic. And when I was taken away in a body bag, which might make some people happy about politics, but certainly in terms of the politicians, but certainly in terms of a dramatic reconstruction of a road traffic accident, I haven't seen anything like that. So, okay, Tim, I'm sure isn't telling any untruths, but my perception was totally different. And lots of people, I would like to think, are pleased that these organisers have gone to all of the trouble to start a show again. And if invited to do so, we'll certainly be back next year.
Okay, well, we really want to hear from you this morning. Were you there, and are you in Tim's camp that it really was just not worth going to? Or Lembit, who said that it was very useful, the number 0845955678.
Lisa,
Andy is there, who's part of a classic car club. What did you think, Andy?
Good morning, Lisa. The show was just a disaster. We were invited along to show a few of our cars. We were told it was a very great honour, as you'd expect, to get the chance to do this at the Belfast Motor Show, which is billed as being one of the biggest events of the year. So we brought along 11 cars, as we've been asked to do, and we were just stunned. We rolled up before 9 o'clock in the morning and realised that our cars were pretty much it. I mean, the entire section that was cordoned off for the Bring Your Own Car section, there was our number of cars, and then there's a few modified chaps over at the other end of the ground, but there was just nothing there. It was an embarrassment.
Well, what were you expecting, Andy?
Well, it's anyone involved with the classic car group in particular will know that you go to around to shows. For example, I was at a little show in Carriduff on Thursday evening there. There was so many cars they couldn't fit them all into the car park they were holding them in. We were expecting a mix of classic cars, as everyone has said, stands from the main dealerships in Northern Ireland. People were turning up in the day actually expecting to go away and buy a car. What their look on their faces when they saw what was on offer was incredible. You don't have to go far in Northern Ireland to find many good car events. There's such a vibrant scene over here for it. And the Belfast Motor Show was just an embarrassment. In fact, it was worse than an embarrassment. It was a joke.
Lembit Opik?
Well, you see, once again, I'm not going to gainsay other people's perceptions. I have a different view of Tim. I can't say Tim or your caller are wrong.
Lembit, with the greatest respect...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Tim. I'll just...
Okay, Tim, can we let Lembit finish and then we'll come back to you.
Yeah, I can't say Tim's wrong and I can't say the caller's wrong because no one's going to be making this up. My perception as a professional from a motorcycle action group is this, very simply... We achieved our objective, which was to raise our profile, to do lots of engagement and so forth. Now, maybe it's because our standards happen to be right, or maybe it's because we do a lot of these, but for us, it worked. Now, I think the organisers do need to listen to this feedback. Obviously, they want to improve. They don't want to annoy people. But all I would simply say is there wasn't inherently anything wrong with the venue or the intention. And in that sense, we left happy, and I think Emerald Racing left happy as well. Sorry, Tim, I'm interested to know what you have to say.
He's saying that there was nothing wrong with the venue. Well, the people of Northern Ireland know that there's nothing wrong with the venue, but that wasn't the point. I saw the motorcycle, accident demonstration. And again, that's not the point. The point was there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people complaining. You only had to look at the Belfast Motor Show Facebook page to see what was going on. I made 9 telephone calls to the organizer and asked about refunds. I asked to do an interview, in fact bumped into her when I was at the show and asked to do an interview, and she agreed to do an interview for BelfastDaily.co.uk and said, yes, I'll meet you in an hour. She disappeared. Whenever the Titan thing came out, it was like a robot for children, which was about the only thing there for children that I personally can remember, apart from a Spider-Man and somebody else in a Batman suit. That Titan thing came out at 1:30 yesterday afternoon. It's on the back of a golf buggy. They drove it around the hall. They saw the rain outside and drove it back into behind a set of curtains. There was no announcement. There was nothing. Scores of parents had been following their children who had been following this robot, and they went to the curtain and started asking questions of the security guards. And there was nobody there to tell them what was going on. It turned out that Titan can't go out in the rain.
And well, that's not surprising. I think robots probably are a bit prone to that these days.
Yeah, very, very, very good. But you were the Olympic in your professional capacity, so I'll carry on. But the parents then started questioning why the Titan wasn't coming out, and the response from a security man was, "Well, we're not allowed to use them in the hall because of health and safety." And what happens 5 minutes later? Titan comes out because of the pressure from the annoyed parents who were complaining about the fact that there was nothing for their children. There was, as I said, there was not one main dealer there, and it wasn't a motor show. It was certainly a car event, but you can't call it a motor show. Yesterday afternoon, there were meant to be 70 custom cars in a gravel area. There were 7.
Well,
and went home as well on the Saturday night. And, you know, the information that was going on to the Belfast Motor Show Facebook page, which I note has been taken down.
Yes, and that's a very important point, Tim, because we've asked the Belfast Motor Show to come on the programme this morning, and organiser Kerry Mann says that many people seemed to enjoy the variety that was on offer at the show and had a really good time. We are sorry if some people did not enjoy the event, but a decision was taken last night to remove the Belfast Motor Show Facebook page because of abusive and threatening comments about individual organisers. The information has now been passed to the police, and it would therefore be inappropriate to make any further comment.
Can I say something in response to what Tim said? Tim has actually made a lot of criticisms, and obviously Tim's entitled to those, but also let's recognise it wasn't all bad. Tim himself accepts that the road traffic accident demonstration was impressive. I was very impressed. I didn't organise it. I was only a participant in it. I was really impressed with that, and I had some very good comments about that. Secondly, there were some things for the kids, which we described. I thought the Titan robot thing, if you haven't seen it, was very impressive. And thirdly, the Noble car was there, but the Cycle Action Group was there, Emerald Racing was there, kids were able to sit on motorbikes, and they had a mini motor there as well. And, okay, I'm talking my own organisation up, but we went there to do a job of work. We achieved our goals. There'll be other people who feel the same way. Now, I would be really, really sad if, because a number of people weren't happy, and Tim's obviously one of them, if this just created such a negative reaction that the show was closed down. It's not meant to be a car dealer's show.
It's meant to be a motor show.
Okay.